话语。
Thank the Lord. In the morning of the Lord's Day, let's continue to study the Word of God.
那么我们先请大家起立，我们来一起读一处圣经的经文。
Stand up and let's read a verse in the Bible.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音八章三十七节。
John 8:37.
约翰福音八章三十七节起。我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, who became flesh, came into this world.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，流出他的血，洗净我们这一切信靠耶稣的人。
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and bore our sins, and shed His precious blood to cleanse all our sins.
感谢神。把这救恩的真理，把神的心意借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, thank God for giving us the truth of salvation and this grace to us through the Bible.
愿神保守我们，让我们能够把神的话存在我们的心里。
May the Lord keep us and help us to put your word in our heart.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们上一次主日信息当中我们思想怎样才是我们在心里可以存下主的道，或者说在心里就容下主的道。
The last sermon we talk about how that we can keep the word of God in our heart.
那么首先我们看到神的道呢存在我们的心里，这就表明神的道不仅仅应该是存在我们的外表。
We know that the word of God should be kept in our heart. It means that it should not be where outside.
所以我们不可以像那些旧约的文士和法利赛人把神的话就是好像像外面的表演一样，就是表演给别人看。
And we should not be the like the Pharisees and scribes in the Old Testament, and they wear the word of God outside to show it to others.
那么，所以耶稣基督教导我们我们的奉献、我们的祷告，我们都是要在暗处行。
The Lord teaches us that our offerings and our prayers should be done in secret.
然后我们也知道，神的道呢，最应该存在我们的心里。这也意味着呢，我们不仅仅是把神的道就放到我们的头脑里面。
And we should keep the word of God in our heart. It also means that we should not keep it just in our brain.
圣经告诉我们，我们一生的果效都是由心发出的。我们不是一生的果效，都是我们的头脑发出的。
And the Bible says that everything, the effect of everything comes from our heart, not from our brain.
今天很多的时候，我们把一些人类的问题都归结为教育的问题。
A lot of times we put some problems to attribute them to the education.
为什么有那么多不法的事情？为什么有那么多罪犯？为什么有那么多贫穷
？Why there were so many unlawful things and so many crimes and poverties？
因为没有受到好的教育。
Because they were not well educated。
这不是圣经的教导。
That's not the teaching of the Bible。
是人心的问题。
That's the problem of the heart。
所以神的话语呢，是要存在人的心里，不仅仅是放在人的头脑里面。
So we should keep the word of God in our heart, not just in our brain.
所以我们也会看到，哥林多教会，他们虽然各样的知识、口才都丰富，但是哥林多教会呢，却充满很多的罪。
And we know that the Corinthian church were, good at all the knowledges and the speeches, but they were full of all kinds of sin.
啊，因为他们罪的根源呢，就是他们骄傲自高。
And the root of their sin is their pride and arrogance.
所以圣经更是提醒我们，如果我们不是把神的道存在心里，仅仅是放在脑袋里面当做知识。
And the Bible admonishes that if we do not keep the word of God in our heart and just keep it in our brain as a knowledge,
那么这样的知识呢，就会让人骄傲自大。
And this kind of knowledge will make us become more proud and arrogant.
啊，所以根本得不到什么生命的造就。
And we will not be transformed or edified by God.
那么神的道存在心里呢，也就意味着神的道是在心中最重要的位置，这才叫存在心里。
Keeping the word of God in our heart means that we should keep it in the most important place. That's what keeping the word of God in our heart means.
就是上帝的话不是给我们做参考的。
God's word is not just our reference.
啊，今天很多时候我们自己有一个想法，我们自己心里有一个主意，然后我们把圣经中啊找一些话来作为支撑啊。
A lot of times we have something in our heart and in our mind, and we want to find some verses in the Bible as a support to our ideas.
啊，这种对上帝话语的态度是完全错误的。
This attitude toward the Word of God is totally wrong.
啊，这不是把上帝的话存在心里。
This is not keeping the word of God in our heart.
把上帝的话存在心里，就是上帝的话是最重要。我其他一切的想法、一切的意念，要向上帝的话去服从。
And keeping the word of God in our heart means that the word of God is the most important. All other thoughts and ideas should submit to the word of God.
这是我们在上一次思想啊，什么才是真正的把神的话存在心里。
That's what we studied in our last sermon, why we should keep the word of God in our heart.
那么我们今天继续思想，把神的话存在心里，是表明我们真正的信。
Today we'll continue to think about that. When we keep the word of God in our heart, means that we truly believe.
我们今天心里我们的头脑里面装很多的东西，你不是真的信的。
A lot of times we are full of all kinds of thoughts in our mind, and we do not believe them.
啊，你可能今天读这个党派的报纸，看那个党派的媒体，你都放在脑袋里面，你都吸收进来，但是你不一定真正的信。
And you read the newspapers from this political party, and you watch the media from the other party, and you all put it in your mind, but you may not believe all of them.
但是把神的话存在心里，这是什么？就是我真的信。
But keeping the word of God in your heart means that you truly believe them.
就神的话存在心里，跟这个世界上一切的声音、一切的知识都不一样。
And the word of God that kept in your heart is all different from all the other knowledges in the world.
把神的话存在心，这是我真的信，这才叫把神的话存在心。
Keeping the word of God in your heart means that you truly believe this word.
圣经中说到有些人呢，知道圣经中关于末世的教导。
In the Bible, it mentions some people who knows about the teaching of the end of the world.
所以他有这样的知识，他知道圣经中关于末世的教导是怎样，他有这样的知识。
They have this kind of knowledge. They know the teachings, how the Bible teaches about the end of the world.
但他们不信。
But they do not believe.
然后他嘲笑那些相信的人。
And they even mock at those people who believe those things.
就在彼得后书说到这样的人，就说，主降临的应许在哪里呢？现在不是一直都是这样吗？
And the second Peter talks about this. They say that where's the promise of his coming, and everything is the same from the beginning.
所以这样的人呢，他们玩一看就，他们肯定是知道圣经关于末世的教导，那头脑都有这样的知识。
So this kind of people, they definitely know what the Bible teaches about the end of the world. They have this kind of knowledge in their mind.
但他们不是把这个话存在心里。
But they didn't keep these words in their heart.
因为他们不是真正的信。
Because they did not truly believe those words.
他们甚至嘲笑那些信的人。
And they even mock at those people who believe.
就嘲笑那些真正把神的话存在心里。
They laugh at those people who truly keep the word of God in their heart.
是把神的话存在心里，表达我真正的信，这才叫把神的话存在心里。
So keeping the word of God in my heart is that we truly believe in those words.
我这段时间就是每一天的读经我现在又在开始读这个旧约。
And I'm reading the Old Testament every day.
就这一段时间。那么我读旧约，我有一个强烈的一个问题。
So recently, when I read the Old Testament, I have a strong question in my mind.
我就总在想啊，我特别是看到旧约那些先知哈，对以色列人的一些讲的一些话，就哇，上帝管教以色列人是太重了。
When I saw those words that the prophets told the Israelites, sometimes I think whether the punishment and the discipline from God to the Israelites is so strong and severe.
很可怕，对不对？你去看旧约的圣经，你看到上帝对以色列人的管教，先知讲的那些话，真的是非常非常可怕。
If you read the Old Testament, you will find that discipline and punishment from God to the Israelites is really terrible.
重了呀，为什么这么重去管教以色列人？
It is a heavy discipline to the Israelites.
当然上帝对外邦人的管教也很重，比如说在埃及降下死灾了。
Of course, the discipline to the Gentiles is also heavy. This, for example, the 10 plagues in Egypt.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们天然的就会觉得，哎呀，以色列人好像应该优待一点吧。
But as Christians, we naturally thought that God should be kind to the Israelites.
后来我在看圣经，其实圣经就告诉我们，上帝为什么这么重的管教以色列。
But when we read the Bible, we find out or we know why God so heavily disciplined the Israelites.
这是在《生命记》的九章二十三到二十四节。
It's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23 to 24.
这是神借着摩西的口，说，九章二十三节，那时你们违背耶和华你们神的命令，不信服他，不听从他的话。
God said through the mouth of Moses that you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord God, and you did not believe him nor obey his voice.
自从我认识你们以来，你们常常的背逆。
And you have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you.
所以就说以色列人，他们知道神的话，他们从摩西的口中知道神的话。
So those Israelites, they knew the word of God from the mouths of Moses.
但他们不是真正的把神的话存在心里。
But they didn't keep the word of God in their heart.
因为他们不是真正的信。
Because they did not believe.
所以把神的话存在心里是要你要信，你要真正的信。但以色列人不是这样。
So by keeping the word of God in your heart means that you should believe, but Israelites didn't believe.
他们是不信、不听从，而且是常常的背逆。
And they did not believe, nor did obey, and they have been rebellious all the time.
所以神管教他们。
So God disciplined them.
上帝把他的心意、把他的话语。借着摩西特别的启示给以色列人，以色列人啊，我们听到了，我们知道了。
And God has revealed His word, through Moses, and revealed His will through Moses, and the Israelites heard and they said, we know, we got it.
他们没有存在心里，他心里没有真正的信。
But they didn't keep it in their heart, they didn't believe in their heart.
所以神重重的管教他们。
So God greatly disciplined and punished them.
就说摩西都感叹了，就说你们看外邦人哪个是这么蒙恩呢？能够得到上帝智慧的话语，你看哪个外邦人有这样？上帝把他智慧的话语，把他的恩言，把他的律法给他们都没有，给了我们以色列人。
And even Moses exclaimed that there is no other nation like the Israelites, that God has given them the word and such grace to them.
但是你们。没有真正的信
，But you do not truly believe.
就是神知道这些以色列人虽然知道神的话语，但他们没有真正的信，他们心里藏着各种各样的偶像。
God knows those Israelites, although they know the word of God, they didn't believe and they didn't keep in their heart. And well, in their heart, there are all kinds of idols.
所以在阿摩斯书五章二十五到二十七节，这是神就是对以色列人说的话。
And Amos 5:25-27 is God's word to the Israelites.
那么就说以色列家啊，你们在旷野四十年，岂是将祭物和供物献给我呢
？Did you offer me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel?
你们抬着为自己所造之摩洛的帐幕和偶像的龛，并你们的神性。
You also carried sickles, your king and chun, your idols, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves.
所以我要把你们掳到大马士革以外，这是耶和华名为万军之神说的。
Therefore, I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus, said the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts.
也就是说，这些以色列人在旷野的这些献祭，上帝看得很清楚。
Let's say that the offerings of the Israelites to God, and God saw it very clearly.
其实你们是献给你们自己的偶像。
God said, actually, you're offering those sacrifices to your own idols.
其实你们是每个人在自己的心里都藏的是偶像。
And everyone, you had some idols in your heart.
你看这四十年，好像每天都在献祭啊，如何如何，其实都是你们在敬拜你们自己心里的那个假神和偶像。
For 40 years, it seems that you have been offering sacrifices, but actually you have been worshiping your idols in your heart.
其实我们看以色列在旷野，我们这段时间我们来查考民数记啊，就是这样，他们碰到不合心意的地方，他们第一个想到的是什么？
And so we have been studying the book of Numbers, when we see that the Israelites, they feel they're not satisfied, and the first thing they could think of is
回埃及，对不对？
is to go back to Egypt.
就是你看，这个神没有把我们照顾好啊，回埃及。
And since God didn't take care of us, so we want to go back to Egypt.
所以他们心里真正想的是什么呢？埃及的神，埃及的偶像，想的是埃及。
So what's in their heart is those idols in Egypt.
所以他们发现，哦，这个上帝不像我想的这个样子，啊，上帝照顾我没有像我期望的那个样子，我去拜那个我心里真正的依靠，埃及。
So if God is not what I thought to be and is not what I expected, and I will go back to worship the idols in Egypt.
所以其实神其实看得非常的清楚。
God saw it very clearly.
所以这些以色列人，上帝为什么这么管教他？知道神的话，听到神的话，没有真正的信，真正信的还是埃及的那些偶像。
God greatly disciplined those Israelites because they knew the word of God and they didn't believe the word of God and they still believe and worship the idols in Egypt.
啊，所以一有机会，赶紧造一个金牛犊，牛在埃及是偶像中的一个。
So when they got chances and they built a golden calf, and because the calf is the idol in Egypt.
上帝管教他，然后其实到新约其实也是这样。新约的犹太人一直都不相信耶稣基督从死里复活，不相信耶稣是道成肉身的上帝。
So God greatly disciplined them, and in the New Testament, and the Jews has not.The Jews in the New Testament, they did not believe the word of God and did not believe that Jesus is God incarnate.
虽然旧约圣经一再的预言，然后耶稣的降生，耶稣从死里复活，完全都印证旧约的这些预言，但是犹太人就是不信。
Although the Old Testament has many prophets that that tells about the Jesus that raised.From the raised to life from death, and it's all fulfilled those prophets in the Old Testament, but the Jews didn't believe.
印到今天，绝大多数的以色列犹太人仍然不信。
Until today, most of the Jews still didn't believe.
所以这就是罗马书说的，就是 你们从前不顺服神，就是这些外邦人呐、啊，外邦人，你们以前都不信神的，不顺服神的。
So that's what Romans said that you Gentiles, you once disobedient to God.
如今因他们的不顺从，这个他们呢，就指犹太人、以色列人。
And now, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Their disobedience means the Jews.
啊，所以我们今天这个外邦人就得到了。
So our Gentiles today we obtained mercy and obtained the gospel.
啊，所以就是我们会看到啊，犹太人有以色列民族，我忘了，哎呀，多灾多难，多灾多难。
And we have seen that the Jews has been in all difficulties and in all kinds of distress.
为什么会这样
？Why does that happen？
因为他们领受神的话，知道神的话，上帝把他的话语从旧约特别的就给他们。
Because they got the word of God and they have been revealed from God the word of God in Old Testament.
但他没有存在心里，也就是说没有真正的信。
But they didn't put place in their heart. That is to say, they didn't truly believe those words.
摩西的时代是这样，新约的时代也是这样。
It is the same in Moses' time and it's the same in the New Testament time.
其实上帝给世人的标准，得救的标准都是一样的，不管你是什么犹太人、以色列人还是外邦人，标准都是一样，上帝公义公平的，就一个标准。
God's standard is the same to the Jews, to the Israelites, to the Gentiles, and His standard is only one, is the same to everyone.
啊，这就是在约翰福音三章十六到十八节告诉我们，十六节，一切信耶稣的不是灭亡，反得永生。
That's what's told in John 3:16 to 18. And John 3:16 said, Whoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have an everlasting life.
无论什么以色列人、犹太人、外邦人，一切一个标准，信耶稣。
Whether you are Jew or Israelite or Gentile, there's only one standard, believe in Jesus.
怎么样被定罪呢？是信的人被定。
And how are you condemned if you do not believe, you are condemned.
啊，无论什么犹太人呐、啊、以色列人、外邦人
，Whether you are Jew or Israelite or the Gentile，
一个定罪的标准，不信。
There's only one standard for condemnation that is you don't believe。
信耶稣，信什么
？Believe in Jesus. What do we believe？
信神的话。
It's to believe in His word。
信很不是那么抽象，你看啊，信耶稣，信耶稣。就信耶稣说的话，信圣经说的话，这就是信神。信神说的话。
Believing is not an abstract thing. Believing in God, believing Jesus is to believe in His word.
啊，我们看见使徒怎么说啊？使徒行传，使徒对众人说：“诸位啊，可以放心，我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。”
Let's see what the apostle said in Acts 27 says, Therefore take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.
简单，上帝这么说呢，我就信，这就是事实。虽然我看不到，但这就是事实。我就信神说的话，对我说的话。
Simply put, whatever God says, I will believe, and this is a fact, and I will just believe it.
这就是信神。
That is belief in God.
什么是信神？什么是信？不要弄得那么复杂抽象，很简单，信神说的话，我真正的信。
Believing God is not an abstract thing. Believe in God is to believe in what God said.
什么是把神的话存在心里？就是我真正的信，这叫把神的话存在心里。
What is keeping the word of God in our heart is that you believe in the word of God. That is to keep the word of God in our heart.
啊，说到这个。蒙福的女子啊，路加福音一章四十五节啊，玛利亚有福。
Talking about the blessed woman in Luke 1:45, Mary.
因为她信，她相信。
She's blessed because she believed.
她信什么？她信主对她所说的话都要应验。
And she believed that there would be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
她信神说的话。
She believed in what the Lord said.
而且这个话在人看来是完全没有办法相信，怎么从圣灵感孕？没有办法相信。但是玛利亚信。
And those in man's eyes, and they could not believe. How can you conceive from the Holy Spirit? And it's hard to believe, but she believed.
信神说的话就是事实。
So believe in God is to believe in God's word, and that, because that those are facts.
然后在 罗马书也是谈到信心，就是我们信心的先祖啊，信心之父亚伯拉罕的信心。他信心到底是信什么？
And the Romans also talk about the faith and talk about the father of faith, Abraham. What did he believe?
信神的应许。
He believed in the promise of God.
就是说他没有疑惑，他就是信。他虽然已经就是100岁的老人，他还是信他能生孩子，他就是信。
He had no doubt in his heart, and he just believed, although he was 100 years old, he still believed that he can give birth to a son.
然后21节这里说，满心相信神所应许的必能成就，就信神的话，一定是事实，一定会成的。
Verse 21 said, being fully convinced that what he promised he was able to perform, that believed that what God said was true and will be fulfilled.
无论在人看怎么不可信。 怎么不可理性呢？不可能的。但是亚伯拉罕信，他信神的话。
Although it's how unreasonable or unbelieving to it's to the other people, to the Gentiles, and Abraham just believed.
所以，这就算为他的义。
It was accounted to him for righteousness.
我们说啊，什么算亚伯拉罕的义？因为他信。
So what was Abraham's righteousness, it is his belief.
信什么?
What did he believe?
信神的话。
He believed in God's word.
罗马书更是告诉我们，信道是从听到来，而听道是从基督的话来，就是信神的话。
And Romans also told us that the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So just by believing in the word of God.
人最大的罪就是不信。
The most terrible sin of man is unbelief.
不信神说的话。
It's not believing in what God said.
约翰福音16章8到9节，这里说圣灵要来，叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
John chapter 16 verse 8 says the Holy Spirit will come to convict the world of guilt in regard to sin, righteousness, and judgment.
为罪，是因他们不信。
In regard to sin, because men do not believe in.
所以你看，我们在这里提到罪，圣灵来让人畏罪自己责备。第一个提到的罪是什么？
So when we talk about the Holy Spirit to convict us of the guilt in regard to the first in regard to sin, what did the Bible mention?
不信。
Is do not believe.
我们今天一想，有一个这个人是罪人，我们第一个想的是什么？
When we think about someone is a sinner, what do we think of?
杀人啊，放火啊，抢劫犯啊，小偷啊，我们会想这些。
Murder or a thief or something like that.
然后，但是神谈到人的罪，第一个人要畏罪，要自己责备自己，要认罪悔改，第一谈不信。
So when God mentions the sin of a sinner, the first sin he mentions is that they do not believe in him.
亚当夏娃的罪不是因为他们就吃了一个果子，他们犯罪。
Adam and Eve, they sinned not because they ate the fruit of the tree.
因为他们不信神的话。
It's because they did not believe in the word of God.
结果他们信谁的话呢？
And what word did they believe?
信魔鬼的话。
They believe in the word of the devil.
上帝说，园子各样树上的果子你们都可以吃，只是园子当中那一棵树上的果子不可吃，吃的日子必定死。God
said that you can eat all the fruits from the trees in the garden, except the one tree in the middle of the garden, and when you eat the, you will surely die.
魔鬼对夏娃说，哎，不一定死的。But
the devil said to Eve that you may not die.
夏娃信谁的？
What did Eve believe? Who did Eve believe?
信神的话还是信魔鬼的话？
Did he believe in the word of God or the word of the devil?
信魔鬼的。
She believed in the devil.
哎，我试试看呢，我不一定死啊。
She wanted to have a try. She may not die.
神说一定死啊。
God said they must die.
这里有一个告诉我说不一定死啊，我到底要信谁的话
？But someone here told me that I may not die. Who should I believe?
如果夏娃做出了他信魔鬼的。
So Eve made that choice. She believed in the devil.
这夏娃的罪是不信，亚当的罪是不信神的话。
So the sin of the Eve and sin of the Adam is they did not believe in the word of God.
啊，然后是自私，然后是骄傲，然后是就是，这个仇恨，然后各种罪，然后孩子就杀人，亲兄弟互相杀，就是这样。一从最开始，不信神的话，信神信魔鬼的话。
Then becomes the selfishness, the arrogance, the pride.And hatred and their kids fight with each other and was killed and all those comes from the root of their sin is unbelief.
So today we will think about the word of God in our heart.
So today we will think about keeping the word of God in our heart. What is keeping the word of God in our heart? Is to truly believe in the word of God.
真信有天道。
And you truly believe there is a heaven and there is hell.
你真信人有永恒的生命，你离开这个世界之后，要么是天堂，要么就是地狱。
And you believe in eternal life, and when you leave this world, it's either heaven or hell.
在天堂永远跟主耶稣在一起，在那里没有眼泪，没有忧伤。
And you believe that in heaven you will be forever with Jesus, and there's no tears and no sorrows anymore.
在地狱。永远的哀苦切齿，火是不灭的，虫是不死的，要用盐来腌众人。耶稣说
，And what Jesus said, and you believe that in hell that will be gnashing of teeth, and the worms will never die, and the fire will never quench, and that you will be salted.
永永远远。
That's forever.
然后怎么样决定我这永恒的两个去处？我去哪里呢？一条路。
How to determine which way you will go? There's only one path.
信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus.
信其他的都没有用。
It's no use to believe anything else.
无论你做什么都没有。
It's no use whatever you do.
无论你在这个世界上拥有什么、得到什么都没有用，或者失去什么都没有用，就一条路、一个方法。
Whatever you possess or whatever you lose in this world, those things are of no use. There's only one path, is to believe in Jesus.
真的信吗？
Do you really believe in him?
你真的信？你是把神的话存在心。
If you truly believe in him, you will keep his word in your heart.
你真的信？你对世界的看法，你对人的看法，你对自己的看法，你对一切的看法都不一样。
If you truly believe in him, then your attitude, your view about men, about the things, about the world will be totally different.
你真的信的那一天开始，你就已经是活在永恒里了，你就已经得到了永生了。这是耶稣说的，你信的日子就已经不死了。
And Jesus said that the day when you believe that you already got the eternal life and you will never die.
你就在地就如同在天了，你是一个活在永恒里的人。
And you live on earth as if in heaven, and you live in eternity.
但是今天很多的时候，我们没有好像活得在地如同在天一样。
But many times we live not as if live on earth as is in heaven.
是不是我们不知道有天堂有地狱呢
？Is that because we do not know there is heaven and there is hell?
是不是我们不知道得救是靠耶稣呢？一条路呢？
Is that because we do not know there is only one path to heaven by believing in Jesus?
我们都知道。
We all know this.
但是我们真的信吗？
But do we truly believe those words in those words?
真的把这些话存在心里吗？
Do we really keep those words in our heart?
啊，真理让我们得自由，得释放。
The truth will set us free.
我们怎么总好像没有自由，没有释放一样？这个也怕，那个也怕。
But why do it always it seems like I do not have the freedom, I'm always afraid.
我是我不知道真理吗？
Is that because I do not know the truth?
我知道啊。
I know the truth.
那我有把真理存在心里吗？
But do I keep the truth in my heart?
真的信吗？
Do I believe in this?
耶稣说你真的信你就自由了。
The Lord said that if you truly believe that the truth will set you free.
耶稣是最自由的人。
The Jesus is the man, the person with most freedom.
耶稣信天父，真的信。
And Jesus believed in Heavenly Father. He truly believed.
所以我们今天来思想，把神的话存在心里。
So today we will think about keeping the Word of God in our heart.
就是真的信，这叫把神的话存在心。
Is to truly believe in the Word of God. That is to keep the Word of God in our heart.
魔鬼呢，就是让人不要把神的话存在心里，让人不要真的信。
The devil prevents people from keeping the Word of God in their heart.
魔鬼对人的第一个试探就是这样的，对不对？
The first trial, the temptation of the devil to men is that like this.
神真的这样说吗？不一定的。
Did God really say this? You may not.
别傻了。
Don't be silly.
哪那么夸张？吃的日子必定死。
It's not that kind of thing that you may not die after you eat.
不是的。
It's not that case.
这就是魔鬼对人的第一个试探，就是这个样子。你不要真信，不要把神的话真的当个事存在你心里，傻。
So that's first temptation from the devil to men. That's do not believe in the word of God. You are silly. It's not like that.
我相信我们今天弟兄姊妹，你出去传福音，你真的去传。真的福音，你会听到很多人是跟你讲同样的话。
I believe that if you go to share gospels with people, that you will hear the same words from people.
哪那么夸张，说的那么吓人。
It's not that terrifying.
真的有天堂地狱，太，这是说的那么吓人，假的，太玄了，说的。
It may not be a heaven and hell. What you said is.Not true.
那历史上那么多人，难道现在不信耶稣都在地狱里？真的是这样？瞎讲。
So many people in the history they did not believe in Jesus. Are they all in hell? You are just imagining.
那有些人我知道他很糟糕的，他就信耶稣，他就上天堂，怎么可能
？And I know that some people are very bad. And did he go to heaven just because he believed in Jesus?
我相信你真的要跟人家去传福音，你可能会经常听到类似这样的话。
I believe you go to preach gospels to people that you will get the same response.
这魔鬼的诡计从一开始到现在一直这样，是假的，不要真信。
The trick of the devil is the same from the beginning. That do not believe. It's not true.
不一定死。
You may not die.
不一定真的有天堂有地狱。
There may not be a heaven or hell.
不一定只是有一条得救的路，你试试别的路，说不定也得救。
There may not be just one path. Try other ways. Try other paths. Maybe you will also be saved.
然后今天很多的时候，现实是这样，很多人你传福音，福音没传出去，你自己的信心动摇。
But in reality, that a lot of times you didn't preach the gospel in people's heart, and your faith was shaken.
把神的话存在心里，今天我们看到第二个重要的，就是永远存在心，不变的，不改的，我永远存在心里，我永远就这样信。
The second thing we'll see today is by keeping the word of heart, word of God in our heart is to keep the word of heart in our, word of God in our heart forever without any change.
第一个，神的话存在心里，我真的信。
First of all, that we keep the word of God in our heart is we truly believe in the word of God.
第二个，我信的内容不变，就这样。
The second is the content I believed is never changing.
第二个更难。
The second one is more difficult.
因为魔鬼一直就在攻击这个。
Because the devil has been attacking this.
提摩太后书四章三节告诉我们，时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些事。
Second Timothy told us that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
守不住了。
That they could not keep the word.
纯正道理守不住了，厌烦了。
They could not endure the sound doctrines anymore. They were tired of it.
神对亚当夏娃的话，神对摩西的话，神对大卫的话，耶稣的话，守不住了，几千年前的东西了，我要听点新的。
And they will no longer keep the word of God to Adam, Eve, to Moses, to David, to Jesus, and they could not keep those words for thousands of years.
圣经劝我们什么呢？哥林多前书，务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
The Bible admonishes us in 1 Corinthians that watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong.
做大丈夫，做刚强，一件事情，守住，守住真道。你就是大丈夫，你就是刚强。
Be brave and be strong is that you stand fast in the faith, in the truth.
然后别人要攻击你，别人说，哎呀，这都还信那些，哎呀，哪是真的是那样的，别人要攻击你，你马上就警醒。
And when others attack you, say that what it's not what like what you believe is those and may not true, then you will be watchful and keep the word.
然后提摩太后书也是深劝我们弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，信上写，坚守。
Second Timothy, God also told us that brothers stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or epistle.
我亲身经历一件让人非常遗憾的事情。
I have experienced one thing which I feel very regretful.
我到美国来读神学院。
And I came to study in a seminary in the U.S.
就在我读的神学院，有的神学教授。他在他的这个社交媒体上，他非常高兴宣布一件事情。
And just in the seminary I studied, and a professor in his social media, he said something.
我今天又成功的让我的学生的信仰开始动摇了。
He said, today I succeeded in shaking the faith of my students.
又一次成功的做到了。
I succeeded to do this again.
我动摇了他以前坚信的那些东西。
And I shake and moved his faith, that he believed before.
他很高兴呢。
He was glad about it.
我所读的那个神学院是一个教会大学里面的一个神学院，去上那个神学院的很多很多都是信徒的孩子、孙子，就他们世世代代就去。那个宗派那个教会就去读他们教会的大学神学院。
The seminary I went to is the seminary of the church of the denomination they belong and the children of those the members of those church went to that college for generations.
很多年轻人刚来的时候，信有天堂有地狱，信有。永天上永恒的喜乐，永恒的荣耀。信地狱里有永恒的火，他信这些。
And those young people when they came to that college, the seminary, and they believe that there's heaven and there's earth, that there's hell, and they believe that there's eternal joy and eternal blessing in heaven, and there will be eternal punishment in hell.
他也信，就只有一个得救的门路，天上地下只有一个名，我们可以靠着得救。就是主耶稣，他这些他刚来的时候他都信，因为他是祖辈世世代代传承下来的信仰，就这样。
And they have they believed in those things that there's only one path that leads to salvation, and that's the tradition that passed from generations to generations. They believed in those things when they first came to the seminary.
几年书读下来。
But after he studied there for several years, and they didn't believe.
不是去什么世俗的大学啊，去教会的大学啊，去神学院的、啊，几年读下来不信了。
They didn't go to a common college, and they went to the church colleges, and they went to the seminary. But after several years of study, they began to believe, not believing those things.
这不是我在这里耸人听闻或者道听途说，这就是我自己亲身经历的事情，毕竟看到的事情。
I'm not just telling you some terrible news, and this is what I experienced.
而且后来我知道，其实这种现象在今天的很多很多神学院，在很多很多的神学教授那里非常的普遍。
And later I found out that this is very common in most seminaries and many professors in those seminaries.
啊、很多年轻人在课堂上面刚来大学的课堂表达他的信仰，他说我信有天堂有地狱，我信人得救只有靠耶稣，教授会嘲笑他。
And many students when they came to the seminary and they expressed their belief in the classroom, they said I believe there is heaven and there is hell, and I believe that that believing in Jesus will lead to salvation, and those professors will mock at them.
爷爷那听来的吧。
Did you hear it from your grandpa?
现在神学早就不是这个样子了。
And today the theology is no longer the same.
更多的语言学的研究，更多的考古发现，更多的这个对当时的这个历史文化风俗的了解。哎呀，今天的神学已经发展到这个程度了，你那可过时了。
More about the linguistics, archaeologists, and more studies about the culture has led the theology to another kind of level, and that's not what you believed.
就像今天科技的文明在发展，神学也在发展呢。
Like the technology develops today, and the theology also develops.
上帝也在进化呀。
God evolves.
是啊，很普遍呢。今天上帝也是变化的上帝呀。
It's common that God is also changing.
一个异端说上帝以前是生的，像鸡蛋一样，后来熟了。开玩笑，这很可笑，是不是这样的话
？A heresy even said that God was raw before and is like an egg is boiled.
这个异端影响很大呀，尤其在华人当中。
This heresy actually had a great influence, and especially among the Chinese.
他写的东西几百万册、几百万册的卖啊，不停的重版啊，尤其是很多西方都受他的影响啊。
And what he wrote and those published, they published of thousands of hundreds of thousands of those things, and many people read them.
我非常好的一个朋友啊，他是一个宣教师，也是一个神学的一个教授，老教授，就是年轻的时候就到亚洲一个神学院去教书啊，在菲律宾，然后一直到退休再回来的。
One of my best friend, he is a missionary, and he went to Philippines to teach in a seminary. And when he retired, he came back.
然后他走之前呢，他让他的女儿呢就去读这个教会大学，就他就是这个教会的嘛，因为他们这个传统上世世代代反正就读教会大学嘛，就这个宗派啊，让他女儿去读教会大学。
Before he left, and he asked his daughter to.Study in the church college because their children, the many of their members went to the college to study.
后来有一天哈，就是他找到我，他回来，他看到他的女儿现在的光景，就毕业了嘛，就早都毕业了，然后成家结婚当妈妈，他女儿现在的光景呢，非常非常的难过。
And one day he found me and told me that because his daughter has graduated many years before and has got married and has her family, but he saw her the condition situation of her daughter is not very good.
他们就一些问题、一些社会现象啊、一种道德现象啊讨论，后来他发现他女儿信的跟他已经完全不一样了，跟他走之前、跟他以前给他女儿所教导那些又完全不一样，彻底不一样了。
When he sometimes talked with her daughter about some of those things in the Bible or some cultural things, he found it's totally different from the time before his daughter was sent to the college.
他说我女儿怎么变成这个样？他说我走之前不是这样啊，他去这个大学之前不是怎 现在是这个样子的信仰，付出他的信仰。
He wondered why does my why didn't my daughter become like this? Her belief was totally different from the time before he went to that college.
全是那个大学对他的影响，那些教授们对他的影响。
It's all the influence of that college and all the influence of those professors.
用什么新的神学，什么新的知识，把人变成这个样子。
And they influenced her with the so-called new knowledge and the new theology.
但他后来他也怪自己，他说是我送他去的，那不怪了谁呢？是我让他去上了大学。
Later he blamed himself, that because it is he who sent her to that college.
但现在事实，现实也确实是这样。你不是说这一个大学的问题，很多很多地方。
But this is a reality that it's not only that college, that seminary. It's very common among many seminaries in today.
神从来没有让我们靠地上的什么什么大学，靠地上的什么什么教授来保住我们的信仰，来持守我们的信仰。神从来没有这样，神知道这些靠不住的。
God never asked us to keep our faith, keep what we believed by the seminaries or the professors, the theology professors, and God knows that those are not trustable.
靠耶稣。
And we should we should keep the word of God by Jesus.
不断的回到福音，主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And keep coming back to the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ and His crucifixion.
这就是福音。
That is the gospel.
主耶稣钉十字架，然后我们为什么钉十字架啊
？And Jesus and His crucifixion. Why did he? Why was he crucified?
为你啊。
For you.
哎。为什么为我呢？我又没有让他为我钉十字架啊。
Why was he crucified for me? I didn't ask him to go to the cross and die for me.
为你的罪。
For your sin.
你是罪人。
Because you are a sinner.
你不认罪，你不悔改，你不信耶稣，永远是罪人。罪人面临永恒的审判。
If you do not confess and you do not repent and you do not believe in Jesus and you will.Forever be a sinner, and the sinners will receive forever eternal punishment, a condemnation.
信耶稣不是灭亡，反得永生，逃避地狱的火。
If you believe in Jesus, and you will not perish and have everlasting life, and you will escape the fire of hell.
你说哪这么便宜的事情，我就信就可以了，什么都不做。
People would say that.Could that be an easy thing that just by believing that and do nothing?
是的。
Yes.
就这样。
Just like that.
信。你真的信。
By believing and truly believe.
你真的信，神就借着神的道，让你生命完全的重生，完全的改变。你就是一个得救的人，而且你还可以成为一个在今生得胜的人。
If you truly believe and the God will.So the Holy Spirit will give you a new life, and you'll be saved, and you have a new life.
所以，什么叫把神的话存在心里呢？第一个，真的信；第二个，守住，守住。
So what is by keeping the word of God in our heart? First, that is you truly believe in those words, and second is you should keep those words.
啊，魔鬼撒旦的谎言。不是说今天是这个样子，从亚当夏娃开始就是这个样子，就是让人守不住，不要守了，守不住的。
The tricks and the lies of the Satan is, not only like that today. It's from the beginning, from the Adam and Eve. It's ask you not to keep the word of God.
当我们面对这样的诱惑试探的时候，面对别人嘲笑啊，什么拿出什么新的、啊、是科学啊，是这些东西，我们警醒。
And when we face those kind of temptations, and when we face someone who took out the so-called new technology and new theology, and we should be watchful.
我们心里说哈，不是对他说心，又来了，啊、
就是
这样。
To our heart.
那么，大家可能知道，就是在 2008年的时候，这时间稍微久远一点啊，但是当时影响很大。有一个全国福音派联盟的主席，然后他的这个信徒们爆发了。
And you may know that in 2008, and there was a chairman of the National Association of Evangelicals, and he was exposed about his sex scandal.
然后呢，后来 HBO 就根据这个人就拍了一个纪录片。
So HBO made a TV documentary about this man.
然后呢，这个纪录片的制片人呢，就是今天这个众议院院长的女儿。
And the producer of this documentary is the daughter of the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Alexandra 的这个佩洛西哈，就是这个议长的女儿，这间众议院的议长女儿，她来制这个片，她做的这个片子。
Alexandra Pelosi, and she was the producer of that documentary.
啊，她就是那么一个被很多很多基督徒所推崇的，一直成为全国福音派联盟的主席这样的一个人，结果信徒们爆发，然后他就看他后来生命有些哪些，遭遇了什么，或者哪些事情引导他。
So this man he was adored by many people in the United States, and he has been made the chairman of the National Association of Evangelicals, and he was exposed about his sex scandal and.What those things, and that was in the documentary.
啊，就是有一个男妓，然后自己就公开，就说我跟这个福音派的主席有好多年了，就是每个月跟他有性交易啊，然后我们在一起吸毒啊，怎么样？不是一次两次，好几年都这样。
And so a male prostitute broke out that he and this pastor had a sex trade once every month.Many years, and they even took drugs.
Oh, 怎么这个样子呢？怎么可能有这样的事情？太可怕了。
People would ask, how could such things happen?
然后这个 Ted 呢，就是这个所谓的这个名目啊，他最有名的是什么呢？为什么那么多人喜欢他、推崇他呢？全能主道。
And this was called famous pastor.Ted, and who was most famous for his power evangelism.
So, his 的这种布道啊方式啊，他的这个神学基础是什么呢？神学基础就是说，今天你布道的时候，你传福音的时候，你没有神迹，你没有方言，你没有医病赶鬼，你没有这些事情，你就没有能力啊，没有力量啊。
His foundation of his theology is that if you go to preach the gospel, and if there's no miracles or no healings of such things, and then your message will be no power, is powerless.
就是你仅仅靠圣经的那些话，那无能的。
And the word of the Bible is powerless.
你天天跟人家讲圣经上的那些话。但是别人看不到有神迹发生，看不到有医病赶鬼，看不到有异象，看不到有异能，听不到有一些方言，你那些东西没用。
And if you only preach the word of God to others, and if there's no miracles, no healings, no cast out demons, no tongues, and those things, and what you preach is just powerless.
所以呢，他就非常注重所谓这个全能布道，或者就是英文叫 power evangelism。就是注重，就是要大家要看到异象，啊，就大家要看到医病赶鬼，就大家要经历这些超自然的一些事情，他非常注重这个，然后就根本就不注重神的话语，他那个东西没用，没有能力。
He's focused on the so-called power evangelism and all those miracles, all those tongues and casting of demons and healings and.Those things, and he will said those will be effective, but word of God will be powerless.
结果呢，他自己就成为这种所谓神学思想的一个受害者。
And he himself was a victim of this kind of theology.
然后我们看到他，我们就更是理解哦，为什么今天这个世界上有这么多很违背神心意的现象啊，各种不合神。 神的圣经的一些现象，伦理现象，道德现象，社会现象，为什么会发生这些？这个原因就自然很简单了，因为连神话语的出口的人都是这个样子。
And after we see him, and it's not hard for us to understand all those kinds of disobedience to God, all those immoralities, all those proxy things of today. And because even like the source of the word of God is like this. And he didn't keep the word of God.
没有把神的话存在心里，知道他肯定圣经知识比我们都丰富。
He didn't keep the word of God in his heart. Of course, he knew those words. He is more knowledgeable in terms of the Bible.
没有锁在心里，或者他起初是锁在心里。
He didn't keep the word of God in his heart, or maybe just at the beginning he kept those words in his heart.
但是后来他发现没有用了。
But later he found those words were useless.
没有能力了。
He's powerless.
它里面的神的道就变化了。
Then the word in his heart changed.
然后他就开始追求一些新的东西了。哎，只要这个样子才有能力，以前的那些东西没用了，丢了。
And he began to pursue some new things. He found those new things is powerful, and all those old things was useless.
刚开始是很成功的。
And the beginning he was very successful.
一个就是科罗拉多的一个教会的创办者，最后成为一个全国的福音派的主席。
And he was a founder of a church in Colorado Springs, and he later he became the chairman of the National Association of Evangelicals.
又怎样呢
？And so what?
魔鬼的诡计就是这样。
The temptation of the devil.
把一个人抬得很高。
He exalted one man to a high level.
等他跌倒的时候，所有人都看到。
And when he fell, and everybody saw it.
一个站得低低的人，他跌倒了，谁管他？没有人看到，没有多大影响了。
If someone sat low, and if he stumbles or he fell, no one sees, no one know it.
哇，魔鬼先把他抬很高。
And the devil first exalt him.
神的话过时了，没用了。你看，没有用啊，没有人听啊。
Trick them like the word of God is outdated and it's useless.
让人看到一点新东西。
And he will ask people to see some new things.
听到一些新东西。
To listen to some new ideas.
试一试。
Try, have a try.
有用的。
It will be useful.
他一试有用啊。
And they tried and they say, oh, it's very useful.
越来越高。
And it will be much better.And more and more exalted.
结果给教会带来很大的伤害，给福音带来很大的伤害，给神的名，给耶稣的名带来很大的羞辱。
And it brought a lot of harm to the gospel, to the churches, and to the name of God.
感谢神，我们今天思想什么是把神的话语存在心。
Thank the Lord. Today we think about what is keeping the word of God in our heart.
第一个就是真正的信。
First of all, we should truly believe in the word of God.
不要像当年的犹太人。
Do not be like the Jews in the past.
表面上献祭，表面上遵行各种神的礼仪，但是呢，真正心里存的是埃及的偶像。
And outside they offered sacrifices and they kept all those rituals, and in their heart they were worshiping all kinds of idols.
就是神的话语都知道。
They knew all kinds of all the words of God.
但是一发现神不合他心意的时候，又去开始拜埃及的偶像去了。
As long as they found out the word of God didn't satisfy their needs, and they went back to worship the idols in Egypt.
神的话存在心，真正的信。
But keeping the word of God in our heart is to truly believe the word of God.
第二个，把神的话存在心里，守住。
The second, keeping the word of God in our heart is to.Keep and endure the word of God.
无论魔鬼撒旦怎样的谎言试探，世界上的声音，怎样的试图来迷惑我们，守住。
Whatever the temptations of the devil or all kinds of the voices in the world, they try to tempt me, and we should keep the word of God.
这是把神的话存在
should endure the word of God in our heart.
啊，我们下一次我们继续还是来分享怎样把神的话存在心里。
Next time we'll continue to talk about keeping the word of God in our hearts.
因为很多时候我们会发现守不住，对不对？
Because a lot of times we find out we cannot keep the word of God.
太难了，守不住啊。
It's very hard, and sometimes we cannot keep.
圣经有没有告诉我们怎么守啊？
Did the Bible tell us how to keep the word of God?
圣经告诉了。
Yes, the Bible told us.
常常遵行。
It's by following and obeying the word of God always.
那你就守住了。
Then you will be able to keep the word of God.
为什么守不住呢？
Why can't you keep the word of God?
因为你不遵行。
Because you do not follow or obey the word of God.
说起来你都知道。
It seems that you have know all the knowledges.
你也说我真的信了，我就是信了。
And you claim that you believe all the things.
但是你自己也发现，哎呀，越来越发现信不来了，或者就是哎呀，一些东西信不下去了。
And yourself find out that you cannot keep those words, and you cannot continue to believe in them.
那是因为你没有去遵行。
That's because you do not follow, you do not obey those words.
然后或者就是 leave out 这些话。
You do not leave out those words.
你真正的这样去做，你就守住。圣经这样说。
If you do according to those words, that's what Bible said.
好，我们把这一部分我们留在下一次来思想。
Let's leave this part to next time.
然后我们还会来思想，真正把神的话存在心里，给人带来真正的喜乐。
And we'll also talk about by keeping the word of God in our heart, it will bring us true joy.
圣经说神的话比蜜甘甜，那不是乱讲的。
And the Bible says the word of God is sweeter than honey. It's not nonsense.
圣经说神的话是我们生命的粮食，那不是乱讲的。
The Bible says that the word of God is the bread of our life. It's true.
真的就是让我们心里甜呐、啊，真的就是让我们心里喜乐，真的就是让我们有力量。
It will make our heart sweet and make our heart joyful and it will give us strength.
感谢神啊，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank the Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你赞美。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
让我们从你的话语当中，让我们来认识你，来认识主耶稣基督。
From your word, when we know you and Jesus Christ,
愿圣灵光照我们，保守我们，让我们把神的话存在我们的心里。
May the Holy Spirit light on us so that we can keep the word of God in our hearts.
让我们真正的信神的话。
So that we truly believe in the word of God.
让我们能够守住神的话。
And we can keep and endure the word of God in our hearts.
我们更是求圣灵加添我们的信心，加添我们的勇气，让我们能够遵行神的话。
And may the Holy Spirit give us strength and courage to.Leave out the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.